broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for November 1st in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is Hour 2 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow, we got a lot to cover, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm working on this Donald Trump rally thing, trying to listen to more of this dude on the breaks, you know. And man, it's a road to hoe. I can hardly get ready for the next hour. I'm so busy on that dude, but I'll keep working at it. In the meantime, though, ladies and gentlemen, Ann Coulter's got an interesting column, Kurt. Did you see this?
She says the true history of Millstone Babies, or which one?
Well, it's the one that
this?
I mentioned last hour. It's entitled "They've Gone Absolutely Nuts," Ann Coulter. It's a very good column, and if you want to grab that, we can read a little bit of it because I think the headline, the top of it's pretty interesting. She's pretty bold, and she's talking about how unhinged, and I don't know who you want to say is unhinged, the Democrats, the liberals, you know, who would we really be talking about? It's kind of the interesting discussion. But for example, Donald Trump Jr.'s calling out Don Lemon for saying white men are the terrorists of this country. And I find that an interesting deal, too. So we're just getting more and more and more polarized. He calls out Don Lemon for saying the biggest terror threat is in this country is white men. I agree with Donald Trump Jr. on this. However, you know, Donald Trump Jr. has kind of attacked me and others saying, hey, we're white supremacists. I believe wrongfully so. But now Don's getting basically the same treatment as we've been getting for a long time, and he's rejecting it. And I say he's right. You can't paint with a broad brush and say white men are terrorists. I've never done anything illegal or violent relating to this kind of stuff, ever. And so I find it kind of interesting that you know, these accusations could be made. But again, you know, you can't go after them for libel or slander, although come back and say the company you keep's horrible. Now, there's an interesting also headline while Kurt's looking up this Ann Coulter piece. Article from Daily Caller basically talking about, hey, they said that this, Chicago shooter loved Donald Trump or whatever, right? But the accused synagogue shooter turns out actually hated Donald Trump. So here's the question. Was it still Donald Trump's fault now that we find out the synagogue shooter hated the Donald? What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I didn't think it was his fault in the first place.
Of course not.
But
the liberals were saying it was his fault because they thought they could tie this guy that loved Donald to the Donald. But now it turns out this guy hated President Trump, Kurt.
Yep. There you go.
So I wonder, does he like Antifa? Would it be their fault? We're just using the same logic they're using to kind of demonstrate the absurd by being absurd a little bit, right? Look, I think the actions of an individual is their own fault and their own responsibility. Okay, we're responsible for our own sins, not for Adam's transgression, so to speak, to make the point. But I would say, look, I think societally we've got a problem that's fueling a lot of this, and we ought to change. But I can't blame it on Donald, and I wouldn't be so bold as to blame it on Antifa or some of these other people, too. Look, this accused synagogue shooter, you know what? Let's have a real trial and find out if he's guilty, and if he is, let's prosecute. But it's his fault, Kurt. So I find that interesting, at least. All right, so did you find this Ann Coulter piece?
I don't seem to be able to find it. I'm looking at her website.
What you got to do is go into Google and type in "they've gone absolutely nuts." And if you do it, you'll find it.
I did.
And Google doesn't show that?
No.
Maybe Google's shutting down Ann Coulter now, Kurt.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
Wow. Yeah, you got a bunch of videos about they've gone absolutely nuts, Field of Dreams.
They've gone absolutely nuts, Ann Coulter. And I get something in April, something in March.
See? Kurt, I think they're literally shutting down access to her information. Because I just did the same thing. What a sad tale. What do we do in America when it's that blatant, Kurt?
I guess you use a different search engine.
I'm gonna forward this to you because I got it straight from Ann, Kurt. That's how I have it.
Uh-huh.
What a sad tale.
It seemed like on her website I would be able to find, but I'm looking at, let's see, archives.
Yeah. It says, from the desk of Ann Coulter, hello, fellow conservative, college campuses have gone absolutely insane. A year ago, a student group asked me to speak about our nation's immigration laws at the University of California at Berkeley, the so-called birthplace of the free speech movement. As you may have heard, my speech was abruptly canceled because leftist thugs decided to riot and the administration wouldn't stick up for free speech. Unfortunately, I'm not the only one who suffers these threats and intimidations on campuses. No, I'm not the only one. Far from it, she says. As I point out, and resistance is futile. How the Trump-hating left lost its collective mind ever since Donald Trump got elected. Liberals have lost their minds. But there's no padded room to keep them contained, she says. Instead, these violent lunatics have taken over the college campuses, where young Americans are turned into, and she says, automaton leftists, just like themselves. America's universities are supposed to expand young minds through free speech, debate, and robust thought. Instead, they're now leftist indoctrination factories that punish dissenting speech and ban views that don't align with the socialists, the communists, and Marxists trying to hijack our country. I fear for our future when colleges teach our nation's youth to harass, harangue, and harm anyone who disagrees with them, or even anyone, quote, designated a bad thinker by people who can't think at all. Instead of a battle of ideas, they're being taught to do real battle, to riot in the streets with black masks and baseball bats. What harm did all those Starbucks windows ever do to them? Young conservatives on college campuses across our nation are losing their right to free speech and even the right to walk down the street without getting sucker punched because of how intolerant the liberals have become. But lest you think I've given up hope, she writes, faithful conservative, there is a group that I trust that fights back against this onslaught and exposes leftist bias, abuse, and indoctrination on college campuses for all the world to see. It's called Campus Reform. It's a project of the Leadership Institute, and it's the single most powerful force for campus free speech in America today. They stick up for conservative students and provide them tools necessary to defend themselves and their principles. Campus Reform provides an essential public service. Anyway, she says, bottom line, this Campus Reform uncovers the liberal schemes that the mainstream media wants to keep hidden. Anyway, she goes on, but it's a great article. And now she's talking about, you know, hey, Campus Reform, and they need your generous support and all that. And I understand. All I'm saying is this is an example, though. Really? We can't find this article on Google. Why, Kurt? Do you see the article? Did you get the article I sent?
I see the one you sent me in
the
email.
It just shocks me, huh? What's up with that? How come you can't find that if you type that in?
Well, I don't know, Sam. I mean, but that's the beauty of getting rid of all of our books and things, you know, because then you could just have everything on the internet, right?
Oh, wow. I'm saying to you that it's scary that we can't find that. Right? All right, Kurt wants to talk about the Mark Levine show. Right, Kurt?
Well, you know, I thought his point from the early part of his program was good, Sam. You know, because he brings up this basically the history of the 14th Amendment, he says, isn't in dispute. It was created to protect freed slaves, not illegal immigrants. Birthright citizenship didn't start until the 1960s under the New Deal bureaucracy. So why do we have to amend the Constitution or pass a statute to change it? The left changes the Constitution all the time by hook or crook, but now tell us we need an amendment to end something that's not even in the Constitution. I thought it was just, you know,
he's right.
Pretty good logic. Yeah.
He's absolutely right, Kurt. You know, and the sad part is, again, we need to stick together, though. And this is why we highlight Mark Levine in this case. I don't agree with Mark Levine on everything, but when we agree, let's help out. And I think it's a valid point, Kurt, right?
I agree.
All right. The media puts a new spin on migrant caravans, Kurt. You want to know the latest spin?
Sure.
All right. I'll do great radio and make you wait till after the pause. How's that?
Oh, okay.
Then I'll tell you the latest spin for the mainstream press on the migrant caravans, Kurt. You'll dig this one.
All right.
All right, hang tight. Sam and Kurt in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. I guess the media puts a new spin on these migrant caravans, Kurt. They're just trying to flee global warming, sir.
Yeah, it's a little too hot south. Got to head to the north. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I'll let you know. Also, electric scooters have been recalled. You want to know why, Kurt?
Let's see. We got to get in shape. People are too fat.
Oh, come on, Kurt. Their batteries could catch on fire, buddy.
Okay, all right. There you go.
You know.
Makes sense to me, yeah.
All right, Trump's approval's going up amongst a certain group there, Kurt.
Oh, yeah? Which group is that?
Well, the group you told me about.
Oh, let's see.
I'm trying to give you the opportunity to rock the headline, Kurt. to hate to steal your thunder and take all your headlines, you know?
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind at all.
Says Trump approval among black voters rises to record 40% in Rasmussen poll, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a big old long story, but the bottom line is Trump's doing very well with black voters, and the liberals are going ballistic over it, right?
Well, yeah, it's ticking them off.
That's why you got to somehow stop Kanye from helping.
Yeah, good point.
See what I mean? Anything else about that? It's interesting, though. Trump approval of black voters rises big time.
Yeah, and, you know, what do you figure it's got them so happy, Sam? What's the...
The blacks?
Yeah.
If you want my opinion, number one, Kanye West helped them understand the truth that Donald doesn't hate them. And that it is okay to think outside the box. You don't have to, just because you're black, hate all whites and hate conservative values and things. You can appreciate the free markets, and you can stand with Ben Carson and Kanye West and others. So they first learned that it's okay to come off the reservation from Kanye and others. Secondly, though, Kurt, they're actually getting jobs, and they kind of like that.
Huh. Instead of like a welfare check, they
kind of dig it. They feel like empowered. They feel like it's honorable to get up and work hard. And I commend them. I think they're right.
Huh. Yeah, that does sound good.
Just imagine, you know, you feel free to come off the reservation and not really be a, quote, I don't know how to say this, but a thought slave kind of a thing. So you're freed and you're thinking that you can support conservative constitutional principles. Then you actually get a job and you can back that up with, you know, good work that makes you feel good about yourself and your family and your life. And pretty soon, you know, moms and dads in these communities are going to be staying together. And, oh, my goodness, they'll just hate it, Kurt. But it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, I guess they've got some deals. They call it Blexit. You heard of that?
Yeah, that's black people leaving the, quote, thought control plantation, so to speak, right? Isn't that what it is?
And I think so. And then they got another one called We Free.
But you can't say that, Kurt. It would be super racist for you to use that kind of We Free thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right? It'd be like you using the N-word for your buddies or something. I mean, it'd just be absolutely uncool to do. But I agree, We Free. I hope we all free, Kurt. Every bit of us. Every one of us. Everywhere. I hope we're all free.
Amen to that.
And I say we all free to kind of, you know, include all in there. Because I don't think we free should relate to any class. Whether it be the Democratic class, the overtaxed class, the blind people class, the any class you want to, you know, divide with, Kurt. I think it should, we all's free, Kurt. That's kind of the way I would like to say it.
Yeah.
We's all's free.
We's all.
What if I created a t-shirt that says that, we's free? Could I do that? Or could only black people create that shirt?
I don't know about that. You need a permit for that, probably.
I heard that. Anyway, see, I don't like the divide. I think we all want to promote freedom. Anyway, and I'm really glad people are starting to think conservatively, Kurt. More and more Americans are understanding these principles that we teach, and I think it's great news.
Cool. Very good.
All right. We probably covered this story more than anybody else, but I'm glad to promote it, I guess I should say. Ryan Bundy is in the news again, not only because he's running for governor of Nevada, and we've had him on about that, and we commend him, but he's doing more, Kurt. Kurt's got the breakdown and the details from Larry Klayman and crew, right?
Well, yeah, Sam. It looks like there's a lawsuit going on. Let's see. Let me just find the details on it. The Larry Klayman, you know, we've watched him for years, and he, you know, does, I think, just great work. You know, I guess lately they had a press conference. You know, we missed it, but anyway, they had a press conference. And, of course, that was yesterday at the federal courthouse there in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. The briefing basically said Ryan Bundy is a candidate for Nevada governor, and his father... let's see, I'm trying to get this where I can
the
read.
The main
here.
Headline says,
Clive
hey,
Bundy.
Ryan Bundy files lawsuit to protect all Nevadans and all Americans. Larry Klayman with the details because he's acting as an attorney. So Judicial or it's Freedom Watch doing a great job. And basically, Ryan Bundy is seeking relief against federal prosecutory injustice for violations against constitutional rights for everyone, Kurt.
Which is pretty cool. I think
it's phenomenal news. Good for Ryan. Yeah. Go, Ryan, go. And I want to know what I can do to help. Claiming.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, anything else in that, though?
The thing that is the saddest part about it, Sam, is I don't see hardly any coverage for it.
Kurt.
But.
I mean, are you surprised? I agree, it's sad.
Not really, but I mean, that's
Ann Coulter told you they've gone absolute nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, they've just gone crazy. I mean, they're too busy talking about, you know, the caravan is trying to flee global warming, Kurt. They're too busy telling you electric scooters are recalled because their batteries are catching on fire.
Yeah,
you know, they're too busy trying to see what they're going to do about the fact that blacks are supporting the Donald.
Yeah, you got to admit, that's pretty important stuff.
I mean, all I can tell you is I think this story trumps them all, pardon the pun. I think Ryan Bundy, with his lawsuit to protect all, Kurt, Nevadans and Americans, is a really important statement because he's saying, look, we need relief against federal prosecutory injustices. We've got to do something about that. And I think the case that was literally covered up by Ryan and Ammon and many of these guys is proof. The judge was out of control. The government lied. The FBI lied and perjured themselves. And thank heavens for an FBI whistleblower. And all I'm telling you is that case really typifies the point. But they covered that case up, too. So no one even has the background to understand this case, really, except they really promoted when they took over that refuge. And so they, you know, they're bad guys. And now they don't want to talk about it. But the truth is they're good guys. They're not bad guys. And the government got caught with their fake news lies in bed with the mainstream press. And now they're having to backpedal big time. And they don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. That's the way I see it.
That's a great point, Sam. And according to, it looks like the Oregon Live guys, OregonLive.com have a piece on it where they say Ryan Bundy sues feds, not just plans. That's what we had on our, you know, earlier part. And they have this under their Burns, Oregon standoff.
Yeah, ours says Ryan Bundy files suit.
Yeah, in this one it says sues feds alleging malicious prosecution in Bunkerville case. Maxine Bernstein is the author there. He filed suit on his 46th birthday in federal court. In the District of Columbia, he alleges he was subjected to malicious prosecution as retaliation for protecting the Bundy Ranch. Federal authorities had moved in to seize... Well, anyway, we know the story.
Yeah, and all I'm telling is this. They say alleges. See, I don't think it's alleged. The government admit to it. The judge even documented it, Kurt. It's pretty much court fact in this case. So it's interesting how they use this alleged word.
Yeah.
Because this is court-backed. I mean, look, Marcus Munford got tased in court trying to defend these guys, for example, Kurt. I mean, that's prosecutorial injustice, isn't it? I mean, Marcus, he wasn't even being prosecuted for anything. He got tased in court, Kurt.
That's right. And the judge in the down in Nevada, Gloria M. Navarro, ruled, quote, there has been flagrant misconduct, substantial prejudice, and no lesser remedy is sufficient.
How do we say that's alleged prosecutory injustice?
Yeah, she said the government's conduct in this case was indeed outrageous.
I hear that.
Outrageous.
To say the least. Henry, we commend Ryan Bundy. We're grateful for what he's doing. What is it, governorbundy.com?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, lie, lie. And then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
All right, I support Ryan Bundy for governor. I've literally endorsed him in writing. He does a phenomenal job, Ryan Bundy does. GovernorBundy.com to learn more about what he's doing for the state of Nevada. He's also seeking relief against federal prosecutorial injustice. Ryan Bundy fighting a lawsuit, Larry Klayman helping him with that, and we hope to keep up to speed on what's going on there, too. Good work, good job. Anything else on that before we move along, Kurt? But I commend them, and I support them in every way possible.
Yeah, just a little bit. On the bottom of the OregonLive.com story, it says, Bundy's suit accuses former Bureau of Land Management special agent in charge Dan Love of ignoring direction from the U.S. Attorney's Office by commanding the, quote, most intrusive, oppressive, large-scale, and militaristic, end quote, cattle impound against his family's cattle. It alleges Love, for example, told agents to, quote, go out there and kick Cliven, Ryan, and others in the Bundy family in the mouth or teeth and take their cattle, end quote. Love was later fired for misconduct in an unrelated case. The legal action alleges authorities engaged in an illegal search and seizure related to the cattle roundup, violated Bundy's First Amendment rights, and accuses federal officers of exhibiting a, quote, deep animus, end quote, against members of the Church of the, it says, Latter-day Saints here. The suit comes
it's
as
the Church
Bundy
of Jesus Christ,
is,
though, we just need to clarify.
Yeah. That's right. The suit comes as Bundy is running for governor in Nevada. Larry Klayman, the founder of Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, and Bundy filed the suit. written by Maxine Bernstein.
Now, the facts are with Ryan Bundy, and the facts are in the case. The question is, will we have justice, Kurt? I pray the answer is yes, and we're going to find out.
Yeah, with Larry Klayman, you know, I'm hopeful there. So.
Amen. All right, let's talk about Planned Parenthood. We talked about this last hour, and I mentioned that, hey, the Republicans could really get rid of Planned Parenthood, but it's the leadership that's shutting down Donald on this, in my opinion. The Republican leadership, if they went along with President Trump, we would have these abortion mills shut down, the funding, at least, from our tax dollars. But Kurt went and dug up the top Planned Parenthood contributions to House and Senate races. Good work, Kurt. What's the details?
Well, they've got, you know, at least what I've been able to find is they've got somewhere close to $500,000 that the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, it's their political lobbying arm, has contributed to federal candidates. All of them, Democrats, this is according to the Breitbart piece, during this 2018 election cycle, this is according to the Center for Responsive Politics, as of October 26th, they had Planned Parenthood contributed to the campaigns of 143 Democrats running in House races, 25 Democrats running for a Senate seat. Montana Senator John Tester got the, he got $7,500. That's the highest amount they donated to U.S. Senate candidate. And then the Democrat Jackie Rosen got $7,499, which wasn't too far behind, from the abortion giant for her campaign against Senator Dean Heller in Nevada.
Now, the Republicans didn't get any money, did they?
Well, none out of this that I can
see. Now, let me tell you, this is where I kind of wonder then. If they're not getting any money, Kurt, why are the Republicans defending and protecting Planned Parenthood, Kurt? The leadership in the Republican Party has to be. Or we could get a simple bill to shut down Planned Parenthood right away. Right?
Well, I think, though, the other thing you have, Sam, is you get that mixture of, you know, you've got the standard media that pushes this idea that if you're against Planned Parenthood, then you're against women's rights and their choice, that they're able to choose. And very few political people want to take on that battle. They see it as a way they'll lose their seat, because the main thing they typically stand for is re-election. You know, so I think that's one of the reasons they don't do it. But, yeah.
All I'm saying is, hey, Rand Paul put together a plan to defund Planned Parenthood, and it was voted on and everything, Kurt. And, you know, if the Republicans would stick together, we'd slam dunk that thing, wouldn't we, Kurt?
Yep, but you have all those flavors of Republicans. By the way, Nancy Pelosi got $5,000 from them. Anyway, she and her ilk are the big.
Yeah, so Rand Paul blasted the GOP leaders for trying to block his amendment on the amendment to defund Planned Parenthood. So, see, that's kind of what I'm talking about, is that I really want to make sure, hey, we got to make sure not to reelect those Republicans that would stymie that, by the way. Right? I think defunding Planned Parenthood is one of the most important things we could do. But if they could get that done right before the elections, man, I think people would vote Republican in droves, Kurt. The establishment, Republican Party, Republicans, now Richard Shelby, right, is a problem. Okay, the Senate voted, for example, 45-48 on Rand Paul's latest amendment to defund Planned Parenthood. Short of the 60 needed to overcome current filibuster rules and pass the, quote, Kentucky Republican. He introduced an amendment to the Senate Appropriations Package, whatever, the Defense, Labor, Human Services. Anyway, it's all complicated. But despite the GOP holding its congressional majorities and the White House in 2016, promising to defund the abortion giant, Legislation has stalled thus far. Richard Shelby, he complained that Rand Paul's amendment was a spoiler that could prevent the broader funding bill from passing, Kurt. Before Paul was even able to add his amendment, Senate leaders shut him down, the Republican Senate leaders, by filling the last placeholder amendment for something else. The only purpose to do that was to block Rand Paul. And Rand Paul excoriated his leadership's position on this, on the Senate floor, saying that they're giving lip service to the pro-life issues. And they're being more concerned with, quote, bloated government, according to Rand, than saving lives. Anyway, he put senators on record, good for Rand Paul, but it eventually failed to pass. This is kind of the issue, Kurt. They say they're afraid it would derail their plans, Kurt. I don't even know what to think about this. Because really, I mean, the Democrats are a problem, but Republicans are our own worst enemies here on this. And I want to highlight these Republicans that are doing this and see if we can't replace them with more Rand Paul-esque people that would help carry the ball on this. That's what I want to do. Anyway, so all this money went to Democrats. Why would the Republicans be defending them so much, Kurt? Just because it's the media pitches it wrong? Well, I would welcome a lot of these congressmen and senators if they want to support media that's supporting their efforts. I would be willing to help, Kurt, at my expense. I don't know what else to offer but that. But I'm glad Rand Paul put that amendment in. I'm glad he put people on record to defund Planned Parenthood. Anyway, I pray for Rand and his efforts on it. Anyway, any other tidbits on that?
I don't see anything to add.
All right. They say desperate Democrats are, part of the problem, and I'm sure that's true. All right. This is good news from President Trump, and again, I hope the Republicans can support this, and I hope we can get enough media to tell people about this. Donald Trump's doing something else good that's not getting highlighted in the news, Kurt.
Oh, what's that?
It's about judges. Trump,
oh, that's right.
Pro-life judges signal resurgence of what's called limited government over runaway federal government. It's a great news piece. Again, this is a behind-the-scenes thing that I don't think you're going to hear about much, Kurt.
That's a good point, Sam. And when you look at this this piece from the Breitbart boys in this case, you know, you've got a very interesting group of folks, and they talk about a couple of them, true Trump-appointed minority judges.
Now, this is interesting.
In
again, you know, Donald's this racist hater, but he's got, you know, two more minority judges he's pushing. You want to know why he's pushing minority judges, Kurt?
Because they're good.
Yeah, because it's not about minority. It's about they're good people, and we want to work with good people everywhere. That's why. And I commend him. We'll tell you about the details. Good for Breitbart. In seconds, this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song, and will you listen to
it? Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing up.
My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation. And he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be. They would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
We're far from perfect, ladies and gentlemen, but we are straight shooters. We try to give credit where credit's due. We try to be as honest and as open, as transparent, and as candid as we can about the news. And I was very critical of Donald Trump when he's literally telling you the Republicans will save your life and the Democrats will destroy your life. I think that blatant mischaracterization is wrong. I think there's swamp monsters everywhere, and we got to find the good guys. We got to vote on principle and stand for those who have track records of success reducing the size and scope and scale and of government. Rand Paul doing a great job, in my opinion. But sadly, Senate fails to pass Paul's amendment to defund Planned Parenthood. You got a swamp monster Republican that shut him down, Kurt. What was that guy's name? He's from Alabama or something like that. What's his name?
I don't remember which one in particular, but there's a bunch of swamp monsters.
I'll have to look that up. Anyway, that's sad. But judges appointed by President Trump are resurgence of limited government over just what? Unbridled, out-of-control government, Kurt?
Yeah, I like that. You know, I mean, imagine limited government, you know? It does sound kind of crazy, but, you know, it sure is welcome. And, you know, according to the story from Breitbart, there's a number of... basically just a number of different judges that they've put together that have done this. You know, you've got, they say he's on a historic winning streak on judges. He broke the first-year record for appointing federal appeals judges with 12 judges, then the two-year record of 23. Senate Republicans are up to 29 circuit judges. Senators Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley plan to keep running up the score to more than 30 appeals judges before the end of this year, which when combined, they say, with two Supreme Court justices also continuing to add trial judges in the district courts, means the Senate may confirm over 100 Trump judges by the end of 2018. Anyway, bottom line is, at least they view it as, and I do too, having judges that are, you know, agree with limited government as a, welcome situation.
Yeah, we need more of that. That's for sure. Anyway, I find it interesting that, you know what, Donald's promoting these, minority judges. And these people are standing for, again, the same principles that we believe in, Kurt.
Yeah.
And I commend them. All right. Anything else on that one?
No.
Google's in the news. Google reportedly paid Android creator millions after, quote, sex misconduct claim. Laura Italiano, I guess with the piece, is she Italian, Kurt, or what?
I think she might be. Sam.
If you're Italiano and you had the last name of Italiano, that's kind of weird. My last name would be Americanano, wouldn't it, Kurt?
Yeah. Anyway, this is a very long article, but, you know, the bottom line is the New York Times going into it saying this guy that's supposedly the father of Android when Google kind of, quote, let him go, gave him $90 million praised him while keeping silent about a misconduct claim. Now, the misconduct wasn't like he put gum on the bottom of his desk or, you know, something like that. But, you know, they got a lot of, apparently, a lot of extramarital stuff and sexual misconduct going on there at Google. And anyway, that's not what I get too excited about.
Yeah, we got to get Kurt a little more excited, that's for sure. So I want to talk more about this Rand Paul and the shutdown of his amendment to defund Planned Parenthood. Did you know three Republicans didn't even vote, Kurt, making it a ton easier for... I'm sorry, three Democrats didn't even vote, making it a ton easier for Republicans to pass the pro-life bill. But the bottom line is Paul needed 60 votes for it to pass. It's not unusual for Democrats to stop voting.
Why did they need 60?
Because they got these bogus rules that go along with, Kurt. And yeah. They manipulated the rules so that you don't have a majority anymore. You've got this supermajority required. And it's a way just to shut down anything good. And the Republicans and Democrats have all gone along for this forever.
Yep.
Right?
Well, that's what it seems like to me. It's just a stupid rule. If you got 100 people, you know, you got 51 or, you know, would be the majority, right?
Yeah. Anyway, this one lady writes an incredible article, Kurt, about this.
Yeah.
And the idea is it's time to vote out Republicans who won't defund Planned Parenthood, is the title of her article.
Imagine that.
And she said Republicans voted against a bill that would remove Planned Parenthood funding. It shows just how much they're willing to get into office under a conservative platform. But once they're there, they fail to actually support what they promised in the election cycle. After his amendment failed during the afternoon, Rand Paul told reporters the Republican leadership favors bloated government spending more than they care about defunding Planned Parenthood and standing for pro-life. If Republicans continue to run on a platform of conservative ideas, including pro-life and limited government, but once in office, they won't actively support either of them, then voters should act accordingly and vote them out of office. Right? If they're not going to basically stand for what they promised, they shouldn't represent conservatives at all. It's a great article. Lady's name is Nicole Russell. And she's a contributor to the Washington Examiner's Beltway blog. And she's a journalist who previously, you know, worked in Republican politics in Minnesota. But she highlights this point, Kurt. And I think it is the point. I think it's the important point. And so while you got this Google Android creator promoting sex and, you know, whatever and getting in trouble and all this kind of stuff, you know, Nicole is off there writing an article that says, time to vote out Republicans who can't vote to defund Planned Parenthood. And I think that's the important point we need to see here. Now, are Democrats guilty? Many of them, yes. But in a situation where three Democrats didn't even vote, Kurt, that should give us a bigger majority. But it's never going to be enough majority as long as they raise the bar. Pretty soon, let's say we get more and more Republicans in, then pretty soon it'll be like, take 70 votes. And we'll still never get it done. Kind of stuff. And I have a problem with them making it 60. Why would we have to have 6 out of 10?
Yep.
Because that makes sure they can always talk about it and always run on it, but it never happens. Now, I believe there's a lot of Republicans and Democrats. There's pro-life Democrats that would stand for liberty too, Kurt. Anyway, I bring it up because I think it's a critical point to understand, especially if we're promoting the pro-life agenda, right? All right, what else you got, Kurt? Anything else to highlight before the end of the hour?
You know, just looking through a story right now from OutsideOnline.com that's covering the event of the Bundys or of Ahmed Bundy at the, it was up in Montana, and I just sent you the details on it. This guy that's writing it is definitely not... pro Bundy, if you will, and it says, behind the scenes at a Bundy rally is the movement that sparked the 2016 take over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge ready to age out, it says. And then he starts, he says, if there was a defining trait among the several dozen people who gathered recently to hear Ammon Bundy speak at the New Code of the West conference in Whitefish, Montana, it was their age. He goes on, this is Elliot D. Woods writing this. He says, on average, well into eligibility for Social Security benefits. I don't mention this to promote ageist ideas about who should be involved in political activism. Then he says, the baby boomers comprise the largest voting bloc in America, but rather to suggest that the Bundy movement, such as it exists, appears conspicuously long in the tooth. They say the event was hosted by a Kalispell-based group called This West is Our West. It's kind of like This Land is Our Land. The group's founder, Laura Lee O'Neill, told me they spent $8,000 to rent the facility and provide a catered lunch. This author says perhaps it was the $150 price tag for the day's event that kept younger attendees at bay, or perhaps it was a classic Montana scheduling conflict. He says that day was the second to last day of big game archery season. Whatever the reason, if the Whitefish event left me convinced of one thing, it's that the Bundys and the fringe ideology they espouse has little purchase on young people, at least in this corner of the Northern Rockies, and that ought to be encouraging to anyone who has worried in the nearly 3 years since the Bundys staged their takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Burns, Oregon, that a new and vigorous anti-public land rebellion was catching fire. The opposite seems more likely, this author says. The Bundys' antics, when you use terms like that, you know you're being biased, but it says the Bundys' antics, along with the effort of the Trump administration and congressional Republicans to undermine environmental laws and regulations, shrink national monuments, and open millions of acres of public land and water to oil and gas development, have galvanized a movement around environmental and conservative advocacy that is nonpartisan and transgenerational. Anyway, and then he tells about there was a big group close by that had their, what did they call it, a competing rally, you know. So in other words, they were upset that those guys were getting together, and so they wanted to have their competing rally. He said he didn't meet any of the protesters because he said, I spent the entire day listening to, now, he's got a word here, Jeremiades. I don't know what that word is.
But you got to look that up,
says,
Kurt.
About the Bilderberg Group and the United Nations machinations to implement one world government. This guy, you know, of course, he's
well, you know, they are. Even pro. Donald talks about globalism. We got to reject globalism.
Yeah.
I put a commercial together that I'll play you tomorrow or as soon as I can here talking about, you know, Donald basically talks about he's a nationalist, and I want to talk about, you know, what Donald's saying and why they're attacking him as if he's a white nationalist. That's a big old lie, manipulated perversion. Yeah. But Donald is a nationalist compared to a globalist, and so am I, and so should all Americans who believe in the supreme law of the land and a nation's sovereignty. Final story before the end of the hour, though. A newborn contracted fatal herpes virus from KISS. Mom warns. Kurt, you got the final on that one?
Well, the bottom line for me is I don't know how this mom proves that it came from a kiss. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if the baby died because of vaccinations, Sam. But then, of course, I'll be, said that I'll be some kind of conspiracy.
Imagine Kurt wants to
say that.
You're only supposed to have proof when it's you, sir.
Yeah,
or me, point. Or our side, our group, our whatever. You know, we have to have proof for everything. They don't have to have proof for anything. In fact, if you bring it up, it just shows what a bigot you are. That's how they go, right? I agree with Kurt. There's no way to prove that. It's bogus. It's fake news. We declare this nation shall endure.